Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Checking in on the beef checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, I know the checkoff's being utilized to share the beef sustainability story with consumers. Tell me more.
Absolutely. As many cattlemen and women know, some individual organizations and companies spread misinformation about cattle's role in the environment. The Beef Checkoff works tirelessly to combat this message through scientifically proven research because ultimately the truth is in the science. For years, the Beef Checkoff has invested producer dollars into beef sustainability research to learn, understand, and strategically communicate beef's place in a sustainable food system. This research provides a basis for most checkoff-funded advertising campaigns and other initiatives. Beef sustainability message is then communicated to many audiences, including consumers, registered dietitians, the scientific community, influencer, chefs, and communities abroad through a fully integrated marketing approach.
Learn more at oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner.
Well, cash prices did not change yesterday, similar to what they'd done earlier in the week. Trade in the South around $2 lower, while sales in the North a dollar higher. Most of the cash activity appears to be done. However, here in our part of the country, actually, we were steady to about 75 cents lower. The same is probably true for futures, as traders may not have much interest in being very active prior to the holiday weekend. Box beef prices continue to plummet, with choice cuts down $3.64, selects down $2.34. Box beef prices have fallen to the lowest level since late April. Now, hog futures were on a roller coaster yesterday, with substantial early strength fading rapidly as the day progressed. Futures ending the day with triple-digit losses after posting price swings of $4.50 to $5. Early strength lightly stemmed from good export sales of 28,600 metric tons, holding steady with the previous week, but up 12% from the four-week average. China was listed fifth in the line of those buyers. September canned city wheat's trading about a penny early today, not having much reason to do anything other than trade sideways. This morning's weather map shows rain in the Texas Panhandle and heavy amounts in the seven-day forecast for southern Texas, but the rest of the southwestern plains only expecting light amounts. Favorable for harvest progress after experiencing some rain disruption earlier this week. December corn is trading about 3.5 cents higher early today, with most light amounts expected for much of the corn belt over the next 5 days or so. There are patches of moderate rain amounts expected in parts of the central and northern Midwest, but not enough to overcome the moderate to severe drought that plagues much of that area. November soybeans trading 12 cents higher early today, making a bid to finish the week above $14. Sometimes it's difficult to know what got into traders' heads in the latter half of June as they liquidated November soybean holdings ahead of Wednesday's USDA reports. And we're going to check futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving. Walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Those livestock futures, well, August live cattle up 85, 123.57. October up $1.10, 129.25. August feeder cattle up 170, 156.32. September up 165, 159.07. And July hogs down 17, 107.30. Kansas City wheat, July down 18 and 3 quarters, 631 and a half. September down 20 and 3 quarters, 638 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, September down 14 cents, 665 and a half. December down 11 and a quarter, 673 and 3 quarters. September corn up 2.5, 601 and 3 quarters. December is up a half at 589. August soybeans down a quarter penny, 1429 and 3 quarters.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.